This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Underground water pipes in America are often state-of-the-art if we were living in 1915. Money to replace and upgrade has been in short supply, but in the nation's capital, the water utility is embarking on a $2.6 billion remedy in the form of a tunnel. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has the next in our series, Water, the High Price of Cheap.
Our story starts on a choo-choo train in a tunnel built for water.
We are traveling in the Blue Plains Tunnel. It's about the size of a metro train tunnel. We're about 80 feet under the Potomac River. This is a 21st century tunnel that nobody will ever see.
It's an invisible solution for a gross problem: raw sewage spilling out of city pipes. The CEO of DC Water, George Hawkins, explains.
The actual sewage actually only runs in a fairly small lip at the bottom of the pipe. But then a storm hits, and all of that storm water rushes into the storm drain, goes into the pipe, and almost no matter how big it is, they fill.
And overflow into rivers. Ew. Now, this fix would route the sewage instead into the tunnel to be stored and treated.
This big tunnel project is going to solve a problem that's been in Washington, D.C. for over a century. And our solution is designed to last a minimum of a century. This is the Roman aqueduct.
Perhaps. Now, the digging is done by a kind of industrial earthworm, a machine that chews through 100 feet of clay and sand a day. The finish date is 2018. And the benefits?
Our aspiration is that the rivers of the city be fishable and swimmable. It is a very, very hard goal.
A goal of river as economic hub for ballparks, for high-rises. Now, you may recall the 1960s when our polluted rivers were catching on fire. Now, says Matt Reese of the Water Environment Federation.
We could talk about Chicago. They used to have along the Chicago all kinds of warehouses that are now being converted into high-priced condos. San Antonio with its river walk. You look at the inner harbor of Baltimore. People want to be by the water.
It just cost $2 billion for Washington. D.C. Water has already doubled rates, and it argues you can spend money to clean up emergencies, or you can get ahead and prevent them. You pay either way. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in the category of paying beer prices for maybe champagne, take a look at what some businesses pay for water. In Los Angeles, for example, where 1,000 liters of water will set a business back just $1.49. But when you factor in water scarcity and risk of drought, estimates are that it should cost more like $6. We have partnered with the environmental data company TrueCost to look at water pricing across the U.S. and how we might be getting a dangerous bargain here. If you go to marketplace.org, my digital staff assures me you can't miss it.